2 years ago, we told you the story of Mukit Hossain. Mukit Hossain was a Bangladeshi immigrant living in Northern Virginia. He was also a Muslim who became active in local politics and even started a local charity. And Jason Margolis, that's when you met him.
Yeah, so he had seen some Mexican day laborers waiting in a parking lot at a 7-Eleven, and they were cold. So he called some of his Muslim friends, and he raised some money to get coats and shelter and warm meals, and the charity blossomed.
All right, the charity blossomed, but it also drew the attention of bloggers who spread some false rumors that Mukit Hossain was trying to create terrorist cells. His life then fell apart, and I know that recently, Jason, his life changed very much, and you caught up with him again.
Yeah, so I contacted him. I said, wanted to see how things were going, and he said, well, I had a change of scenery. He had left corporate life, and he was a farmer. He was raising chickens and goats in central Virginia. And I was preparing a story, and unfortunately, I got an email from his wife last week that he had unexpectedly died of a heart attack.
How old was he?
He was 54 years old, and this is his story. Meeting Hossain at his farm, along with his wife and two young daughters, felt a bit like watching a reality television show. Hossain quoted philosophers in casual conversation and walked around the farm smoking a pipe. His younger daughter was afraid of the chickens.
Who's bigger, you or the chicken? And then why are you scared of something that's smaller than you?
Hossain had zero background in farming. He didn't know basic things, like goats need their hooves trimmed. When his goats started limping, a local farmer told Hossain, get a clipper.
This one is going to be more difficult. She's an adult and she's bigger. I'm sorry. Hold on, I'm sorry.
After watching Hossain on the farm for a while, we sat down to chat. My first question for him was, what are you doing?
Well, I tried everything else. Now I suppose it's time to be a farmer. You know, I kind of knew that I wanted to do something with farming, didn't know quite what. Initially, I thought somebody said, you know, do vegetables, organic vegetables. It's a great idea. There's a great market for it.
But then Hossain had a better idea. He estimated that there are some 300,000 Muslims in the greater Washington area. Hossain decided to sell halal goat meat, slaughtered in accordance with Islamic law. Hossain used a sharp knife to cut a goat's jugular and said a prayer before the slaughter.
It's a very serious responsibility, and any Muslim who performs the slaughter as halal has to take it very, very seriously. And you must pay utmost attention to the least amount of duress that you can impose on the animal.
Hossain's experience was more than just a back-to-nature story. This was a story about a Muslim immigrant with brown skin who moved his family to an overwhelmingly white, conservative Baptist area.
When we first came here, was there a little bit of a discomfort? Absolutely.
But Hossain and his family quickly threw themselves headfirst into the community. He told me about their first Halloween there when they tried to grow 500 pumpkins to give to kids at the local school.
Well, unfortunately, it was a disaster. We had a whole bunch of... We plowed the land and put fertilizer on and had the seeds. Plants came out but didn't grow a single pumpkin.
Hossain may have failed to grow his pumpkins, but his efforts did not go unnoticed. Local farmers started helping Hossain, giving him tips on how to run a farm. The Hossains quickly became a part of the community. Hossain's wife, Sabrina, became PTA president. Their older daughter was elected president of her elementary school, and the younger daughter was also involved in the student council. Hossain said he had no problems living in the heart of rural, red state America. In fact, Hossain saw himself as a bit of an ambassador to a different world.
So I think if more Muslims actually got out and became part of the so-called unknown for the Muslim community, and allow people to see what they're really about, I think, you know, a lot of these hate mongers would have a more difficult time convincing the people that Muslims are this boogeyman out to get us, get everybody in this country.
I asked Hossain if he was bitter about the people, the bloggers, who smeared him and drove him from his old life. He said no, that in some ways the bloggers had forced him to a better life on the farm.
When I worked in various corporations, you know, you're tied up with all sorts of things. There's very little time for reflection. But while I'm here, it's nothing but time for reflection. You know, the work on a farm is not really high-pressure work. A lot of physical work, but it keeps your mind free enough that you can think about a lot of different things, to ponder over lots of things that I suppose are important.
Jason Margolis is speaking to Mukit Hussain, who passed away at the age of 54. When you had seen him, it sounds from your report there like he kind of found his calling, or at least his latest calling, in really assimilating himself in America. What does he do? He starts a farm. What was your impression?
He seemed very happy. His whole family seemed happy. They were doing really well. I did several errands with him, and he stuck out like a sore thumb there, but he was really doing well. And I spoke with his wife on the phone, and she said they're going to have to sell the goats and sell the farm. She just can't do it on her own, and she's moving with her daughters back to the suburbs of Washington.
The World's Jason Margolis, thanks.
You're welcome.
To hear Jason's original story about Mukit Hussain from 2 years ago, visit theworld.org.